So I'm pretty sure the new house isn't haunted.
That's good.
I've had the moments where I'm like,
man, you should have used this for next week's, because I'm doing a ghost story.
I was like, ghost or cat? Is that a ghost or cat? Is this the house settling? Why did that door open? That's weird. Like, but the problem is we have so many cabinets in the kitchen that the cats can very easily open that sometimes we'll hear weird knocking noises, and it's literally just a cat that's gotten in the cabinet. And we have found one of the cats got in the cabinet, and then one of the other cats pushed the cabinet shut, and then the first cat could not get out of the cabinet again. So we spent, like, I don't know, probably 15 or 20 minutes just trying to figure out where Poir was meowing from. And
that
then
sounds about right.
Which cabinet she was locked in. And then getting her out of the cabinet. Because after, you know, after 10 or 15 minutes, the cat's like, no, this is my home now. It's nice and dark. And
I love this.
Enclosed.
That's funny.
But yeah, pretty sure it's not haunted, but the room where my computer is has, like, somehow absolutely no heat gets to it. So that's fun.
Well, hope you don't mind being cold.
Nah, I had to get extra layers on last night. I had to pause the stream and, like, go get a jacket. But other than that, landlord's cool. Old landlord hasn't bothered me.
That's good.
Now that he's got his keys and everything, at least, I'm done. We're done with that house fully. I've been since start of December, which is nice.
Yeah.
No one's fallen through the floor here yet.
Well, yet.
hopefully
that does not happen.
I hope so, but, you know, we hoped so at the last place, too.
I don't think you were, like, not even prepared for that to be a hope.
No.
You were just like, no, nobody would fall through the floor here, obviously.
Surely. We switched cat food, and so we had a bunch of the other cat food left, and so we've been feeding neighborhood cats, and Elise is very excited every time we see a new one.
That sounds about right.
We're up to three different cats we've seen, but she feels very accomplished with it. It's very cute. Every time I come outside, there's, like, first it was just, like, a little bit of dry food, like, in a Tupperware container, and now it's, like, a good amount of dry food and, like, this round Pyrex dish. And then she started putting out water for them, and I think I'm going to see if she wants to do, like, one of the winter housing.
The feral, like, Rubbermaid houses.
Yeah. Because all of them look healthy, so I think that they all have a home that they're going to. Because, two of them just look like house cats, and one of them just is, like, a younger cat.
Mm-hmm.
So, but none of them look, like, scraggly or beat up or injured or anything like that.
Well, that's good.
So, I think that they have a place that they're going, but I bet it would give her a good sense of self-worth to have a little cat house outside.
Yeah.
And they're not too expensive. What have you been up to?
You know, living.
Oh, I meant to tell you, your birthday present got delayed until March. I'm so sorry.
Ugh, how dare you.
How dare I cause the pre-order to be delayed.
Yeah, when I haven't even sent out your Christmas present yet because
Chewy
I got
monster.
Sick in the middle of December and couldn't finish anything. But yeah, I'm like, you know, still coughing a little bit. You're probably going to have to edit out a lot of that.
That's fine.
But otherwise on the mend.
Yeah, you do sound better. You've been
Thanks.
Feeling like you're seeming like your energy is coming back and stuff.
Yeah, I've been walking 5 miles a day. So clearly got
dead.
Enough energy to do that. What
yeah,
did you say?
I said I'd be dead.
Well, you gotta work up to it.
Yeah,
you
and
might
even
be
doing
dead
your...
today, but I've been wearing this Fitbit for a year now. Like,
yeah. Well, and you've been doing pole too, and the conditioning
yeah.
and stuff with that, so that helps a lot.
Yeah, I'm on the pole. But yeah, so I've been feeling better, losing weight, getting strong. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
Not necessarily worried about losing weight for, like, appearances, but my knees are hurting. I'm an old lady now.
Yeah, I feel that. That's part of my drinking more water goal, is drink more water, drink less other stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe that'll help get a little bit, go from that.
Well, start with some yoga. You can get yoga for, like, bad knees.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the plan. I still need to take you on a house trip, too.
Someday. Yep. Someday you'll remember me.
Oh my god. It's not like I talk to you every day. All right. Oh, you're Evans. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's weird because you're doing the episode. Welcome to The Strange and Unusual, where we discuss the strange and unusual. This is episode 174 of our series, seeking out the weird, the unexplained, and the devious from around the world. I'm Casey.
And I'm Roya.
And Roya is adjusting the intro as I'm reading it. Are you done?
Yeah, that should be
fine. Okay. This is what she's written, everyone.
What?
Back off our hiatus and back on our bullshit. I know everyone heard from Roya last, but this case is important as it's happening right now, and we might be able to help out in some way, so it felt important to bring it up sooner rather than later. I don't know what the topic is, so I can't tell you why it's important, but I'm sure it is. We trust Roya to tell us what is important.
Sorry.
Usually we say this is the topic in the beginning, so I don't know what it is. Good luck, everybody.
You can find us on social media.
I'm like, we haven't done this in so long. I've lost the groove.
We're at patreon.com/strangeandusual. We're on Facebook, X, Instagram, Threads, wherever almost you want to find us. And all that will be at the end of the episode in further detail, as well as in the show notes.
I threw off the Emperor's groove.
Wee-woos, ACAB, racial profiling, and abuse.
Well,
we're back, baby.
Here we are.
All right. So please, please, please check the show notes on this one, as there will be a petition relating to this case. It would mean a lot to the podcast if you guys would take a second and sign it and share it, because in like 3 days or something, it's already hit over 300,000 signatures. And it might make a difference. It might not, but at least you can say you tried to help. So on May 19th, 2023, in St. Augustine, Florida, sorry, Dana, 18-year-old Guatemalan Mayan migrant Rogelio Aguilar Mendez, Rogelio is going to throw me off all episode, was sitting outside of a Hotel 8 where he was living to call his mother and eat dinner. It was around 9 p.m. While he was on the phone with her, a police officer pulled up and turned his lights on. Rogelio, being afraid of being deported, as he was undocumented, stood and began to walk away, not knowing why the cop was there, but not wanting anything to do with it. He knew enough to know not to be there anymore. So the officer, I think it was actually a sergeant, Michael Kunovic, called out for him to stop. And Rogelio responded that he didn't speak English and apologized and continued to just try to leave and go back to his room. Kunovic was very aggressive and loud in the body cam footage available, asking Rogelio what he was doing, why was he here, why didn't he stop, you know, all the generic stuff. But the problem is, Rogelio doesn't speak English. Yeah. And so he provided short responses, trying to explain he was just eating dinner, I'm sorry, I don't speak English, yes, no, yeah, just, you know, very sparing. He knew a little bit, but not much. Kunovic called for backup, citing, quote, suspicious behavior on the call. Ugh. That's important later. The backup arrived on the scene, and when Rogelio continued to try to get back to his room in the hotel, a physical altercation began, which resulted in Rogelio being tased at least 6 times in a 2-minute window by multiple officers. Also, it should be noted that, again, multiple officers and Kunovic, while an older man at 52, greatly outsized Rogelio. And I mean, not that Kunovic, he's not like a big guy or anything. He's not like a generic, like, Paul Blart mall cop looking guy. But like, Rogelio is 5'4 and 115 pounds. Ooh. He's not a big guy.
He's little.
He's a little guy. And so while he's being tased, he's trying to get the taser away from them, you know, to stop being tased. And so
like
that
you do.
And so that further exacerbates the police's reaction and response to it.
Mm-hmm.
So after Rogelio was handcuffed and in custody, he managed to get a small penknife out of his pocket. The police disarmed him, even though there was no evidence that he was, like, brandishing it as a weapon or anything. I really think that he was just, like, well, they're going to pat me down for weapons, like that's what the police right. do. This is the only thing I have. And it's a fruit knife. It's tiny. And Rogelio later on explained that the knife was for watermelons and other fruit. So he's a migrant farm worker. And so he used the knife to, like, cut watermelons that they were selling on the side of the road and stuff like that.
Right.
And once Rogelio was in cuffs, though, the situation changed dramatically for both him and Kunovic when Kunovic collapsed on the scene.
Oh, shit.
Despite the efforts of the other officers and medical personnel, Kunovic died from a heart attack at the hospital.
Oh, darn. I'm so sad. How could this happen? What a devastating turn of events.
The newly released report...
Was that believable?
Yes, yeah, super. I can tell you went to school for acting.
Thank you.
The newly released medical report from the examiner determined that Kunovic's cause of death was cardiac dysrhythmia, or an abnormal heartbeat, so an underlying medical condition.
Mm-hmm.
However, the medical report also included that there could have been contributing factors to the heart attack, including, quote, physical exertion and possible emotional stress while apprehending a fleeing suspect, end quote.
Oh, fuck off.
So, to some, that might just be a physically demanding job was too physically demanding for the age or underlying health conditions of Officer Kunovic.
Yeah.
But not in Florida.
Of course not.
In Florida, it means that if brown man no run away, then white police officer no be dead. So it brown man fault.
Burn all of Florida down.
Except Dana. You get Dana out.
We'll save Dana. The rest can go.
I should also remind the audience that Rogelio was doing nothing suspicious. He was standing outside of a hotel room, eating food and talking on his phone. I think that that is something that probably a lot of people in our audience have seen or observed people doing in our lives.
Yep.
The room was loud. He was there. He was staying with multiple other migrants. He wanted to talk to his mom in a quiet evening and enjoy some food.
Nothing wrong with that. Literally nothing wrong with that.
So despite there literally not being a reason for Kunovic to have even stopped to talk to Rogelio, let alone attempt a search of his person, Rogelio was arrested and charged for murder.
Stop it. I know that this is true because I live in this country and I know that it's true, but I hate it.
Yeah. His charge has since been lowered to aggravated manslaughter. Last week, literally as of this recording, but for people listening to this in the future, the last week of December 2023, a Seventh Circuit judge ruled that Rogelio was incompetent to stand trial because Rogelio speaks almost no English and actually very little Spanish as well. He speaks a language, and I'm sorry if I mispronounce it, called Mam, which is a Mayan language that's very commonly spoken in Guatemala. And so he speaks this other language that isn't either English nor Spanish and isn't necessarily close to either of them. And so they're trying to get, you know, do we get a translator? Even with a translator, how do we as a therapist or a court determine that he truly understands what's being explained to him, you know?
Right.
And so Rogelio, started that sentence again. So according to the Florida Times Union, forensic psychologist Dr. Jens Castillo said at the recent hearing, quote, he couldn't understand the difference between being guilty, pleading guilty, or being found guilty. They also stated, quote, he couldn't understand what the potential penalties are or the legal system as a whole.
Yeah.
So he has no idea what's going on. And he does have, Guatemala, like, there are people from, I can't remember, and all my tabs closed. It's, like, the basically, like, the ACLU, but, or not the ACLU, I mean, kind of ACLU, but, like, kind of like the NAACP, but for Latinos.
Okay.
It's, like, the LAUC or something like that, and so he's got representatives, he's got people that speak Mam, that are helping him understand Good. Things, but it's still not enough for him to understand, you know, like, the entire fucking legal system.
Yeah.
And the nuance of being guilty, pleading guilty, and being found guilty. Like,
right.
That is a lot of nuance there.
Yep.
So, of course, Assistant State Attorney K. Mark Johnson said it's possible to provide competency or hire an interpreter. Like, it's not rocket science, and don't disagree that they could hire an interpreter, but there's obviously more to it than just that. You have to hire an interpreter who can interpret the legal system.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that doesn't exist.
Lawyers are paid the money they are because they can speak the legal system. Can you find somebody who can do both things?
Yeah. And help him understand and prove that he is understanding it and not disagreeing. So Virgilio's new attorney Philip Arroyo, fired back on an interview with Telemundo. And we love attorney Philip.
I love Telemundo.
So
it's like, we love Telemundo. Oh no, we love the attorney. Got
the
it.
Attorney. Yeah. Yeah. So he said, quote, "Unless the state can confirm or show that Mr. Aguilar Mendez is a fortune teller and knew Mr. Kunovic had a pre-existing cardiac condition, I don't know how the state will be able to demonstrate that in court beyond all reasonable doubt," end quote.
Good for you. We love him.
Yeah. And so,
yes, queen.
In an interview with Univision, I was a detective. He's not a detective. Attorney Arroyo stated, quote, "The videos indicate that he does not speak English. And unfortunately, what happened was, in my opinion as a lawyer, an act of police brutality and a violation of his rights that also apply to those who are undocumented," end quote.
Yeah. You don't fucking say, my dude. Get him.
Yeah. So Virgilio has been held without bail since May 19th, and he is being given 60 days to see if he can learn enough to understand his circumstances before another competency trial. So basically they're holding him, not necessarily, from what they make it sound, they're holding him in a different, they're not holding him in prison. Him in like a, kind of like a hospital, like a competency situation. And it's not because he's unstable or he's mentally ill or anything like that. It's literally he doesn't speak English.
Yeah.
And he doesn't speak Spanish. And so, or at least doesn't speak Spanish well enough to have something this complex explained to
right.
him. And like, it's also like part of it too for me, and I don't, because I don't know the legal system in Guatemala, like how much of it even applies? Like,
right.
Are there even words in MOM to explain what we need to explain in English?
Yeah.
Because, like, some places just don't have that.
Yep.
Like, in research that I've done into languages, I think it's really interesting, like, Lakota Sioux, like, the Dakota languages, don't have words for, like, I love you. They have words that mean other things, but they don't have, like, that specific set of phrases. Yeah. And
I think
so,
I remember you telling me what that was, but I can't remember now. I was like,
I would suffer
you
for
were
you.
A treasure. I would suffer for you. That's what I was like.
And
the one, I think the one in Finland that AJ was telling me about is, "I hate you less than everyone else," or something like that. I don't know if that's true, but I feel like it is true.
Yeah, I mean, like, and there's different things. Like, every country kind of has things like that. Like, in Farsi, there's a word called torof, which is when you go to someone's house and they give you a food that's really good, but you don't want to seem like a pig by asking for more or taking more. Like, it's a sweet, it's a dessert, it's something rich. So they'll tell you, don't taro. Don't say you don't want it, because we know you want it.
Oh,
so just take the food. Don't taro. Don't say, I don't want it, when you actually want it.
Got
and
it.
I explained that to a coworker of mine. He was just like, I love that. Because I
German
do that
has a lot of things,
all the
like...
time. Oh, yeah. German has a ton of...
I mean,
of
Schadenfreude is the one everyone knows.
And, right? Like, Scandinavian languages have a ton of just, like...
Very specific.
Or just, like, absolutely bananas. Like...
Yep. I love the word for mouse in German is Fledermaus. For bat is Fledermaus, which is flying mouse.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
I was like, that's cute. Love that. Fledermaus man. I don't know if that's what Batman's called, but I hope it is.
But anyway, back to the... So, like,
back to the serious business.
Yeah, like I was saying, like, I don't... Is there enough nuance to the language to explain English, which is a painfully nuanced language, like an overly nuanced language? And so that's where I'm like, how can you prove competency in a situation like that? And, like, you're giving him 60 days to what? Learn English well enough to stand trial? Like... People go their whole lives and can barely speak English.
Yeah.
So There was also an interview completed where Sheriff Robert Hardwick blatantly lied, like, in front of a news crew with a bunch of people around him, like political officials and stuff, stating that Rogelio had been stopped because he was trespassing, and stated that he pulled the knife on Kunovit. And you can see in the body cam footage, everybody left their body cams on, so, like, I guess one good thing happened. Yeah. And so you can see that he never has a knife in his hands until the very end when he gets it out of his back pocket when he's already handcuffed. So, like, what was he going to do, run backward? Like,
yeah.
But, so, and at no point did Kunovic ever report that Rogelio was trespassing. It's also not on any of the police records or reports about the situation at all. No one ever said he was trespassing.
Sounds like some bullshit.
Yeah, the reason why the people are thinking that the trespassing thing is coming into play is that across from the hotel that they were staying at, the Hotel 8, there is an abandoned hotel, and they share a parking lot. But, like, he's very clearly just outside of a room at the Hotel 8. Like, he's right there. He's not, like, it's not like he's walking through the parking lot aimlessly. He's eating dinner and talking to his mom. And, like, oh god, how scary for his mom. So, yeah, and like I said, additionally, the penknife was not revealed until Rogelio was already cuffed. And so, Rogelio's lawyer, Arroyo, finally had this to say on the situation, saying, quote, "For far too long, Hispanics have been the victim of racial profiling, police brutality, and violation of constitutional rights by some within law enforcement, but their stories rarely see the light of day due to language barriers and the fear of retaliatory action such as deportation. Many, like Rogelio, have suffered in silence. That ends today," end quote.
I love him.
So, like I said at the beginning of the episode, please see our show notes for a link to the Change.org petition. This trial could really set a dangerous precedent, not only for immigrants, documented or otherwise, but also just American citizens in general. Like, Kunovic had an underlying health condition. He was 52 years old. He'd just gotten over really bad bronchitis, too, which deeply affects the heart and lungs. There's no reason for... It's not... He didn't stab Kunovic.
Right.
He didn't even push Kunovic off of something, and Kunovic hit his head and died. Not saying that that would still make it okay, but, like, he didn't do anything aside from trying to walk away.
Yep.
This would be, like, a victim of a house fire getting arrested because their house fire killed a fireman.
Yeah.
Like, it just, it literally doesn't make sense. He was there to do his job, and it's no one's fault that his heart decided in that moment that this was too much activity, and it was done working. So, I'll continue to follow up for updates to see how all this unfolds, but while Rogelio may have been guilty of being in the U.S. without being documented, eating food outside of your residence isn't a
crime. For real. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I had that, the TikTok literally came up on my page this morning, and I was like, completely just change gears into a whole new story, a whole new case, a whole new episode from what I was gonna do, because I was like, this is actually something happening literally right now. Like, the articles I was seeing were, like, updated yesterday, posted yesterday. So, like, this is actually a potential for us to, you know, maybe come together as a community of listeners. It took me literally, like, 2 seconds. It's, like, first name, last name, email, and that's it. And you can donate if you want to.
I'm very familiar with signing shit on Change. I'm on that shit all the time.
Yeah, and so, like, you can donate if you want to, but they're not asking for it. Someone opened up. I think it was a GoFundMe and raised like $20,000 plus for
his legal fees.
His legal fees and for his family in Guatemala, because, you know, they were relying on his migrant income to help them out too. So it's being sort of dispersed between his mother and his legal fees to try to help both sides of things. But I think the change.org petition is fully for his legal fees. Like I said, if you want to donate, it doesn't make you. You can just agree to share the link and go from there.
Yikes.
Yeah.
He hates it.
Yeah, we hates it. I hope. The hope is, honestly, like, realistically, we're not going to get out of him being deported. He's going to get deported.
Yeah.
But we can at least, you know, maybe not let him go to prison for 30 years and then be deported.
Yeah.
Like, he's not a danger. He's not, he didn't do anything. He didn't even, like, he was being combative, but not being unrealistically combative. He wasn't, like, throwing punches and shit. He was just trying to get away.
Which you would want to do.
Yeah, when you're getting when tasered.
There's a cop. Yeah.
And by multiple people showing up.
The fact that I'm a white woman and I still want to walk away when I see a police officer says a lot about the police.
I was driving to Walmart this morning and I had a cop come right up on my bumper, like right up on my ass. And I was like, you want to play that? You want to get this close to me? I will go exactly the speed limit the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it. What are you going to do? Like,
pull me over. Get mad at me for doing the speed limit.
Yeah. You're the one who stopped way too close to my rear end.
Yeah, I hate that. Because then I get scared that they're running me for something and I'm like, why are you running me? I hate you. Get away from me. And like I said, I don't have to be worried about getting pulled over and hurt for no reason, generally, because of who I am. But it doesn't make me trust cops. Well, that sucks. And I really hope that his team at least gets him out of here without any issue. Like, I know that he won't be able to stay here, but...
Yeah. Oh, and then, of course, I see all the bullshit comments of, like, what about, why was he here to begin with? Me, 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 me. And I was like, to work. To do a job that Americans don't want to do. To do a job that
white people don't want to do, yeah.
For the, not for the amount of money they're willing to pay him.
Yep.
So, like, shut the fuck up.
Burn it to the ground.
But get Dana out.
Yeah, get Dana out first. And then burn it to the ground. Burn the whole country to the ground. But not for real, NSA, don't listen to me.
Oh, also free Palestine.
Yeah.
Probably should have said free that Palestine. At the top of the episode.
I figured it would be in the outro. I was just waiting for you to do your thing.
So, thanks for joining us today as we talked about a grievous injustice and, as always, ACAB.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we want to hear from you. Send your stories, your questions, and your feedback to strangeunusualpodcasts@gmail.com. If you're sending a story, we just ask that you put listener story in the subject line so you can sort through those a little more easily.
You can also find us on Instagram, threads at strange and Instagram and threads at strange_unusual_podcast, or on our personal accounts, Roy Ryan Page and Kim Calamity Casey. You can find us on X at _strangeunusual, at Calamity Casey, and at Roya Rampage. We're on Facebook. Just search for the Strange Unusual Podcast. Roya is, as always, streaming on Twitch, twitch.tv/RoyaRampage, and also on YouTube and potentially another website?
Actually, not on YouTube, on Kick.
Kick, okay. I thought you were doing something on YouTube also.
I'm uploading my VODs onto YouTube. I started streaming on YouTube, and then it was like, you did something to disobey us, so we're taking your stream down. And I was like, okay, I'm not gonna fuck with you guys then, bye. Like,
okay, cool. As always, you can find us on patreon.com/strangeunusual, where we do have some old bonus content. We do polls almost every month, or, you know, we do our best. It's rough out here, guys. You have access to the Discord, where we generally just hang out and banter and share memes and our good days and our bad days, and it's a supportive little place we got going on.
Yeah.
So come hang out with us. Just $2 a month. But as always, if you can't afford that, and super understandable, this world is horrific. Just like, share, subscribe, rate, review where you can. If you give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else where you can review podcasts, let us know. We would be happy to read that out loud on the podcast. As long as it's 5 stars, you can say whatever the hell you want. Casey sounds like an old man this episode. 5 stars. I don't know. Say what you want. But yes.
What a ACAB, free Palestine. Insult.
Yeah. Well, I do sound like an old man today, I think.
I don't think you do, but okay.
Okay, great. One of us thinks higher of me than the other, which is not unusual.
Say, which is?
Or strange.
Name drop.
Well, until next week, then. Again, free Palestine, ACAB. Help this fella out. Go sign the petition. Make sure to check the show notes.
Yeah.
Will be back next week, bitches.
Bye.
Bye.